The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score, the Nashville Predators 7 and the San Jose Sharks 5. Time now for our instant replay of this wild hockey game played at Bridgestone Arena in Music City in front of a crowd of 17,159 fans. If you saw the first period and if you listened to it, you probably thought that the Sharks were going to win this one going away because San Jose really forechecked well, especially in the first, outshooting Nashville 9-8 and chasing the starter Juuse Saros by scoring 4 goals in the first period. It began at 1:07 of the hockey game when Macklin Celebrini would make some magic. But this one hit the boards back behind the goaltender, and it was knocked free. Sharks pick back up. Eklund, nice battle win far side. Headman feed. Here comes Macklin Celebrini moving in, shooting it. Score! A headman pass gets to Macklin Celebrini, and Macklin in a mini 2-on-1 beats Saros on the first opportunity on net. 1:07 into the first, and it's 1-0 San Jose. What a goal by Macklin Celebrini. 14th goal of a season. Cody Ceci fed him the puck for his first of 2 assists on the day. But William Eklund won the battle on the right wing boards to get that puck free. He got the second assist, and the Sharks were off and running. At 11:42 of the first period, a play that looked like it should have been blown dead went the Sharks' way, and Luke Cunnan banged one home. Will Smith able to bank it behind the net, but McCarron, good job, got back there, couldn't clear it out. That should have been a hand pass, I thought, but here comes a shot, and a glove save made. Where's the puck? It's underneath Saros.
That went in.
That's in the net. The San Jose Sharks have just scored on a long play. It looked like Saros got it with his glove, but then it trickled into the net. And San Jose suddenly is a 2-0 lead. But the question is, was that puck gloved down at the blue line? And was it a hand pass? Well, they took a look at it, and apparently it was not. So Luke Cunnan gets credit for his 11th goal of the season, assisted by Cody Ceci. Ceci's second assist at 11:42 of the first. It was suddenly 2-0 Sharks. It got even better right after that, right off the faceoff, as Mikael Granlund would make it a 3-0 game. Here's Will Smith, now offensive zone, stopping it, throwing it over. Score! Mikael Granlund and a perfect one-timer from Will Smith. Bang, bang, bang! Sharks 3, Predators nothing. 3-0, Sharks leading the Nashville Predators in this game. Mikael Granlund at 11:56, just 14 seconds after Luke Cunnan got credit for that goal. Granlund's 13th from Will Smith and Fabian Zetterlund made it a 3-0 Sharks lead. Nashville would start to fight back as Tommy Novak got his 6th of the season, first of 3 points on the night, assisted by Luke Shen and Zachary Lheureux, and that came at 12:20 of the first period. Then, at 19:31, when the clock was winding down, these are the goals that usually give you big, big, big leads and big, big, big wins. Jake Walman would get it. 35 seconds to go in the first period. Justin Barron on D. Checked by Celebrini. It's going to be a breakaway moving in. Wenberg in front. And a backhand shot goes in. Well, what a goal. That was scored by Jake Walman in front on a beautiful play. It was poke free. And Wenberg unselfishly threw it over to Walman, who backhands it up top. And it's 4-1 San Jose Sharks in the final minute of this first period. Sharks 4 and Nashville 1 at the end of 1. That would spell the end of the night for Predators starting goaltender and number 1 man, Juuse Saros. That goal was Wallman's 6th of the season. Alex Wenberg got the only assist, although Macklin Celebrini caused that play to be turned over. He never touched the puck, and so he did not get an assist on that play. But it looked like everything was going to be a great night and a great finish to the road trip for Sharks hockey, and it got even better on the power play, 4:28 into the second period, when the San Jose Sharks took a 5-1 lead. Off the draw, Celebrini goes down low. Eklund in front, shot, score! Mikael Granlund, tic-tac-toe, Celebrini getting it down low, and Eklund feeds it in front, and it's Granlund who gets his second goal of the game. And you know what? That is Mikael Granlund's 100th point in a San Jose Sharks uniform as the Sharks score on the power play and take a 5-1 lead. Think that nothing was going to go wrong after that, did you? 4:28 the time of that. Granlund's second goal of the game, 100th point in the Sharks uniform, his 14th goal of the season from Eklund and from Celebrini. San Jose 5 and Nashville 1. But from that point on, it started to turn the other way as the Predators never stopped pushing, and they ended up coming back with an amazing, amazing series of goals. As we had Svechkov getting his 5th of the season from Sissons and Novak at 12 minutes. and 40 seconds. Fyodor Svechkov in his rookie season with a very strong play to the front of the net. And then it was 5-3 at 13:33 of the second period. At this point, the Predators think they have a shot at it. Nashville catches the Sharks in an odd man situation down low with their players allowing too good of a zone entry, and it would be Barron getting credit for the goal. And for the Nashville Predators, Justin Barron getting credit for that tally. That was a big goal for that team, his third of the season, from Philip Forsberg and Jonathan Marchessault. And all of a sudden, Marchessault was heard from. That was his first of what would turn out to be 4 points on the night. And so the second period ended. The Sharks led by the score of 5-3. But 28 seconds into period number three, Nashville would get a quick goal, and it would be Marchessault. The Preds move in. Here's Stamkos throwing it toward the net. They score! Marchessault gets it in front as the Predators just tossed it toward the goal. The Sharks left a little too much space, and for a veteran like Jonathan Marchessault, that is an invitation for disaster. 28 seconds into the third period, all of a sudden, it's the Sharks 5 and the Predators 4. Jonathan Marchessault at 28 seconds of the third continued the Predators' amazing comeback. His 15th goal of the season from Steven Stamkos and Adam Willsby. And so the Predators definitely now thought that they would have a chance to come back. By this time, the Sharks were playing not to lose instead of playing to win. And that's something that had to hurt. Nashville would go on the power play and they would end up tying the score. And their captain, Roman Josi, let go a laser. 50 seconds to go in Eklund's penalty. And here come the Predators again. Marchessault leads the way in with Stamkos. Stamkos throws on the left side for O'Reilly. Knocked away by Ferraro. Cunningham gets it along the boards. Fights for it. Backhands it. Oh, not out of the zone. This should be a hand pass. It's not. It's picked back up by Josi. And he throws it off to the left wing boards. Predators keep threatening. Forsberg on the point. Dishes off. Josi, slap shot. Score! The captain of this team. The Predators have fought back from a 5-1 deficit. They tie the game 5-5 at 5:33 of this third period. That was an absolute killer. Roman Josi, his ninth from Forsberg and Marchessault. And you heard in my call, Jason, that it could have been or should have been a hand pass, but explain why it wasn't.
Yeah, because Ryan O'Reilly made one of the higher IQ plays you'd seen. He was about to touch it, then realized if he touched it, play would be whistled dead. He saw Roman Josi coming downhill and just decided to take the stick away of the San Jose Sharks defenseman, allowing Josi to pick it up and negate that whistle.
And so it was 5-5 at that point. The Predators were pushing. The Sharks were defending. But San Jose was having trouble getting past the red line at this point in a very frustrating third period. Nashville would take the lead at 8:09, and it was the diminutive defenseman, Blankenberg, that would get what would prove to be the game winner. Marchessault, lead pass on the left for Stamkos. He's got a man in front of the net. There's the pass in the direction of Blankenberg, but it was deflected by a Sharks defender. Held in by Novak. He stick handles across the ice. Little drop pass. Moving in. Here's Blankenberg holding it, shooting it. Score! Blankenberg put that right through the legs of Georgiev. I'm not sure if that was poked at behind, but Blankenberg fired that shot from a white circle and kept it low, and it snuck through, and the Predators lead 6-5 in an absolutely mystifying turn of events here in Nashville. That's right. Blankenberg, his third, got the game winner from Novak and Marchessault. Marchessault's fourth point of the game. That was at 8:09 of the third, and the Predators' comeback was complete. They would add an empty netter at 18:38. Philip Forsberg, his 16th goal of the season, third point of the game. Roman Josi assisted, and the final was 7-5 in favor of Nashville. The shots on goal definitely favored Nashville, 41-24 for the game. It was a very frustrated Alexander Georgiev who stormed off the ice after the contest was over, smashing his stick down in the tunnel as the frustration continues for the Sharks, best exemplified by a San Jose goaltender who did give up 6 goals but actually played pretty well.
Yeah, he did well. He did the saves he needed to make early on, but just proved to be too much, and then, you know, the one squeaker he lets in happens to be the Nick Blankenberg game winner, which is unfortunate because I thought he played solid for most parts of the game.
Final score, Predators 7, the Sharks 5. That sets things up for the rematch on Thursday at SAP Center at San Jose. That is it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.